Democratic State Representative Kathleen Clyde says Secretary of State John Husted's recent report left out some important information. She says Husted outlined the 135 possible cases of voter fraud that occurred in November of 2012, but didn't mention anything about the thousands of possible cases of voter suppression she and fellow Democrats have discovered in their own investigation.
The toll-free 866 Our Vote national hotline run by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, based in Washington, D.C., received 2,749 calls from Ohioans on Election Day to address concerns from Ohio voters. Many of these calls were to report incidents of voter suppression, such as misapplication of ID requirements, voters missing from the rolls, machine failures, and errors made by poll workers in response to these problems. There were at least 680 incidents reported that could be considered voter suppression. Why weren't these part of Secretary Husted's investigation?
Clyde notes more than 34,000 provisional ballots were rejected, and she says many of those were due to poll worker error. And she says Secretary of State Husted made the 2012 general election more confusing than it needed to be by appealing all the way to the top the court decision that eventually allowed voting on the weekend before Election Day. Clyde says the bottom line is the Secretary of State's office should make elections as simple as possible. And yet she says Husted hasn't done that. A woman who's widely believed to want to run for Husted's job next year, but hasn't announced yet, agrees there were indeed cases of voter suppression due to confusion, poll worker error, and purposeful intimidation. Democratic State Senator Nina Turner says Husted's investigation raises red flags for her.
Investigate both sides of the spectrum, but just don't have a cavalier attitude and come out and say, yeah, we got some cases of voter fraud, but oh my God, no cases of voter suppression. Zero, that should have triggered a bell, and well, it did for us too. Zero? Something is wrong with that.
Secretary of State John Husted stands by his report. He says his information came from bipartisan local boards of elections, and he adds there were not any cases of voter suppression reported.
The report we issued a couple of weeks ago was based on a directive that I sent to all 88 county boards of elections. Those boards were asked to investigate all cases of fraud and suppression, and that they were to refer all substantiated cases to local law enforcement for further investigation or prosecution. The bipartisan board sent their individual reports to us, and we compiled it. So those bipartisan boards indicated that there were 135 cases of fraud and zero cases of suppression.
As far as his decision to appeal the court ruling that allowed weekend voting the weekend before Election Day, Husted says he was just doing his job. He says he was upholding the intent of the Ohio legislature.
But, Joe, that was a bill that was passed by Democrats. By the very Democrats who are complaining that I appealed it, they are the ones who actually voted for it. They can't do both. They can't vote for a law when they thought it was convenient to do so, and then complain when the Secretary of State, who has the legal obligation to uphold that law, defends it in court. Frankly, their hypocrisy is puzzling.
The law that originally wiped out weekend voting the weekend before Election Day did not have Democratic support. In fact, that law was later repealed by lawmakers after Democrats threatened to put the law on the ballot so voters could repeal it. But there was another law that dealt with veteran voting that passed with Democratic support, and it addressed weekend voting. But Democrats have always questioned the application of that part of the law. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.